Animal World, my name is Harmony, and I'm a medical cannabis patient here to educate you on medical cannabis. But first, if you are new to the medical cannabis game and you do not know what sativa and indica are, please go check out my other podcast episode and come back here. Sativa and indica, the oldest names in the book. Indicouch, sativa sunshine, is the first thing you learn about cannabis generally, and it's been the guideline for many patients and recreational buyers. But besides sticking to old school methods, do sativa and indicas really even matter? Although those classifications are important to quickly experiment and see where you want to be medicating wise, it is a disservice to think sativa and indica is all there is. Most bun tenders I've come across tell me that I should only have indicas for pain and even my anxiety, that sativas won't touch my pain and will make my anxiety worse. While most indicas take care of my pain, some sativas do as well. Sativas relieve my anxiety while indicas can trigger it. Something else must be going on. That's where terpenes and cannabinoids come into play. Terpenes are, yes, what create the smell and taste of the cannabis, but they also have medical effects that sync with the cannabinoid profiles that also have medical effects. We already know about the cannabinoids CBD and THC and their effects on our bodies. Well, when it comes to cannabis, it's a very subjective medicine. We all have a specific cannabinoid and terpene profile that can go synergistically with certain kinds of strains. For example, say you have insomnia. Let's go into some terpenes. Myrcene provides a sedating, relaxing effect, and Lilinol has a sedating, calming effect. These are two terpenes you will be looking for in cannabis to relieve insomnia. For cannabinoids, the best by far to go to sleep is CBN with THC. So you would be looking for cannabis that has myrcene and or Lilinol and cannabinoids of THC and CBN. Here's a fun fact for you. CBD is actually a stimulant, not something to help you go to sleep. This is why when you buy a CBD product for sleep, it usually has melatonin in it and possibly other chemicals or oils. CBD can calm anxiety, which can give you a relaxing effect, but nowhere near a sedating effect that you'd medically need for sleep. Okay, so what about pain? For medical patients, pain relief is the number one thing people look for. With pain, the terpene pinene has anti-inflammatory effects, myrcene has a body-relaxing effect, and caryophyllene, I don't know how to say this, has chronic pain-relieving effects. These are all terpenes you would look for in cannabis to relieve pain. Cannabinoids to relieve pain is CBD with THC if it's chronic. CBC is anti-inflammatory. So that's CBD, THC, CBC, and I believe CBG and CBN also have pain relief properties. So for pain, you would look for cannabis that has pinene, myrcene, and or caryophyllene with cannabinoids CBD, THC, CBG, and or CBN. The reason this is important is because when you go beyond sativa and indica for medication, you then have a lot more options to medicate. You also have a more precise targets in your arsenal. So instead of getting a random indica or something that's suggested from your bun tender, you can now say, White Widow has caryophyllene. This would be good for pain. Harlequin has a high CBD ratio with some THC. This could be good for arthritis. This way, you can be more educated, more precise, and hopefully, rightfully medicated. You can look up what strains have what terpenes and cannabinoids, but lab-tested cannabis is much better because in the growing and curing process, results may vary, even with the same strain. I hope you learned something about terpenes and cannabinoids. I want to do a whole episode with just on these topics, but for now, this is the beginning. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you have a good day. Peace.